Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hi there, and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence. He will be Darren Bunch in just a minute when he opens his mouth from a very special place. You're opening the car due before we actually hear from you.
We're here a little bit for our guests.
This is truly a momentous occasion. We're here with Brian Orr, and now we have to have it because we're going to say we are actually here live with Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire.
Drink.
And the one and only Jason Deegan, golf advisor, Golf Channel.
At World Golfer.
At
World Golfer on Twitter. Had a little too much cardio already.
Are you really going to do this?
It's been one of those nights.
Are you really going to do this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well then go ahead. Give everybody's info.
Well, Brian is golf photographer extraordinaire, Brian Orr. Drink again.
Yeah.
Jason Deegan.
You want to start again, maybe?
No, I don't. Jason Deegan from golfadvisor.com. Also from golfchannel.com, right?
A little bit.
All right.
Stories pop up here and there.
And the four of us are here at Bandon Dunes Golf Resort. We've been having fun for 3 days, and it's only getting better. Tomorrow we play the Preserve and the original Bandon Dunes Golf Course. But before all of that, Mitch, tell the people what they should know.
Well, they should know that they have found us somehow on Golf News Net, on iTunes Podcasts, on Audio
Boom,
and on Stitcher, and we're glad they have. And Darren, of course, you can find on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me at Mitch Lawrence, Laurance, on Twitter and Instagram. Darren has already told you where you can find our noted guests. And I think we should just get rolling. We're incredibly lucky to be in a spot that many golfers have on their bucket list here at Bandon Dunes Resort. And it's been a couple of days now, all of you. We're looking a little bit tired, a little bit hungover perhaps, and a little bit stiff and sore. And yet, I don't think any of us would trade it, which is what happens when you come to Bandon. Am I wrong?
That's right. And I think we need to start with quite possibly the best thing, clearly a top three story that has ever happened in the world of golf. Today, we're playing Pacific Dunes. It's crazy windy. I think all of us in consensus, it was the windiest day we've ever played golf in. It was insane. Sideways rain. There were golf carts trying to be blown off of cliffs on Pacific Dunes. And we're playing the par 5 12th. And Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire, drink, had hit a pretty good drive and then hit a brilliant second shot. What'd you hit, Brian? What was the club?
I actually hit the kind of a punchy sort of knockdown cleek, which is basically about a one iron, really.
All right, the punchy knockdown cleek. A lot of people are playing that shot these days. Of course, as you know, if you listen to the podcast, we play Hickory Golf Clubs. So Brian hits it to 20 feet?
Probably about 20 feet right, pin high right.
Yeah, and it's blowing, and he's got a putt for eagle on the 12th, and he just puts it in the heart. It is going, and it stops one roll short. And when it does, Brian falls to the ground in just sheer grief-stricken horror. Starts rolling around on the ground. Tees are falling out of his pocket. And as he's rolling around on the ground, the wind starts to hit the ball and rolls it backward to about 2 feet. So, you know, he's still got 2 feet there for easy birdie. But as he gets up there to it, sets up behind the ball, he did not mark his golf ball, which was the fatal flaw in this situation. And as he's standing over the ball, the wind hits it again and rolls it back to about 20 feet once again. And he two-putted from there for a 5, made a par, easy par. Everyone in our group made par, in fact. Mitch Lawrence putted one from 108 yards out and made par. So that's the way it went. It was the best par that could have been an eagle that we've ever seen in our entire lives. And we could not stop laughing for the entire rest of the round. We've been laughing all afternoon. We've been laughing all night. And I'll probably laugh at Brian about it for the rest of my life.
You know, the amazing thing about it, now that you're retelling it, is it was like watching a play. It was about a 5-minute period of watching a really well-written play. There was the kind of expectation of this great ending. Then there was the complete horror down part of, oh my God, something twisted, turned, like the second act. And then the third act kind of happened, Deegs. And it turned out okay because it was still a par.
Well, you won't see anything crazier happen on a golf course. I mean, unless you do see a golf cart drive off a cliff. I mean, it's just bizarro world. That's what made it awesome.
You know, it was really just that kind of day. I mean, anything could have happened at any point on that golf course today. And really it did. I mean, it continued on not only on 12 after I had that bizarro ending, and man, I tell you, you learn a lesson from that where you better go up and mark your golf ball quickly. But the craziness continued on 13 and 14. Just the wackiness of golf shots and anything goes and anything can happen kept happening during the round.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. We said that we all thought it was probably the most wind we had played in. That's not true. I actually did play one time in more wind with my wife at the new course in St. Andrews. And it was blowing 50, but it was gusting to about 70. And I rented a set of hickory clubs. And when in the pro shop, it had been arranged. And the guy, the pro in there, asked me, he said, "You really going to play with these?" I said, "Yeah." And Ava was with me, and we both had pull carts. We didn't have caddies or anything. We just went out. And he said to us, "You sure you want to play in this?" And we said, "Well, we're here. We came a long way. We're going to play." It's kind of like people feel when they come to Bandon. But he said, "I just want you to know that if they were holding the Open Championship, they wouldn't play today." Now, when they say that in Scotland, it's not like just some guy in someplace in, you know, Iowa saying, "Ooh, it's kind of rough out here." And it was. It was worse than it was today in that our bags actually did blow off the pull cart
multiple times.
Literally, yes. They kept falling over.
And your bag on the hole that Brian was talking about, where he had a crazy kind of thing where the wind blew his putter into the ball when he didn't intend it. Your bag started rolling across the green and
lying
easily,
down when it was down.
Easily could have dove to the cliffs below. And I've played Pacific Dunes a lot of times. And I've never seen the sand blowing along the beach the way we saw it today. It was cool. And sand blowing out of bunkers. And it was crazy.
It was hell.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It was hell.
Yep.
It was the 12th circle. Dante's Inferno was, if there is a 12th circle, that's what it was.
Now, let's say this. Obviously, it's Deegan's first trip. The other three of us have been here before. One of the things we love about Bandon is that you ask any group of people how to rank the golf courses, you get multiple answers. For me, Old Mac is my favorite course, Bandon Trails is my second favorite, and then Bandon Dunes, and then Pacific. And a lot of people have Pacific at the top. I don't know, what's your list, Brian?
I think after this current visit, I think Old MacDonald is at my top. And then Pacific. And then I like Trails a little bit more this time. So I guess I'll have to see after tomorrow's round at Bandon kind of how I rank those two. But Old Mac's my top. I really just enjoy the experience over there. And the greens are just way too much fun there.
Okay, so Mitch, yours.
This is interesting because I'm a perfect example of how the list changes here. You guys had played Trails, and I hadn't. It was closed when we were here before, and I hadn't played it. Old MacDonald was at the top of my list. But I have to say that after this trip, my new ranking, you have a drum roll somewhere? My new ranking for Bandon Dunes Resort is Bandon Trails at the top of my list. Bandon Dunes, second. Old Mac, third. And Pacific Dunes, fourth.
Okay.
And I have to say, too, and we always talk about it, when people, and you know this, Deeks, because there's a lot of lists flying around Golf Advice all the time, but people think, oh, when you say, that's my favorite, that's my, that there's this wide disparity between all, I mean, this is, we're kind of nitpicking here, because clearly the golf is great, and even if it's a course that you like more, there's always great holes, there's always, but I really feel like that's, for me, that things kind of changed when I played trails.
All right, so Egan, you've only played three of them so far because we're finishing up tomorrow on the Preserve and on the original Bandon Dunes course. But what give us how you feel about the three courses first time seeing them?
Man, I wish I had a little more time to digest all of this. You know, we've been windblown, we've been overfed, walked way more than I should have already, and I still have two more rounds to go. But you know, for me, it's neck and neck right now between Bandon Trails and Pacific Dunes for number one. They're totally different experiences, so it's really hard to even make them call them a tie because one is the ocean, one doesn't. One is true links, one isn't. so, and Old Mac is third for me. Old Mac didn't fit my eye for whatever reason. So, one, two, three. All great courses, but everybody has their own opinion, and that's what's interesting about this place.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about food, because we just came back from Pacific Grill. Personally, I think it's one of the places that people don't eat as much as they should. It's probably the highest-end dining that you have here at the resort. Chef Rory there does some amazing work with very creative dishes. We've got a server there who is wonderful. We love her. Her name's Andrea, and or you can call her Andy, I guess. And talk a little bit about what you guys thought. Mitchell, what's your perception of Pacific?
I really liked it a lot. The food was fantastic. We all had different things. I had a beautiful kale salad that I loved. That usually doesn't come out of my mouth, a beautiful kale salad, but it was great. I had some naan bread with avocado and chicken, and all just great. All of us had different meals, but I said to you, I turned at one point, because we had been there during the day after our round today and had some lunch, had some chowder, which was fantastic, seafood chowder. So this was the second time in the same day I'd been there, and only at dinner did it hit me as I was looking up about the decor of the restaurant, of the grill, because we tend to think of these places here as just kind of golf course places, you know, someplace you come in, you get something neat. But this was really well done. I mean, the interior, the beams and the wood, and if it was standing alone, not above, you know, Pacific Dunes clubhouse, you could find this anywhere, and I thought it was a great restaurant, really good restaurant.
It's a cool looking glass and steel and concrete building that is kind of a beacon from a few different holes on the Pacific Dunes golf course too. So it's kind of great. Brian and I had the hamachi and crab salad with dashi broth, which is all things that I don't say very often, but. I described it to a friend tonight as like a seafood party in my mouth. And it's definitely a top 10 dish I've ever eaten. And it was one of those things, not unlike the seafood chowder, which I just love, that I could really eat two or three dishes of. But then again, I'm a man who likes to eat a lot of food.
Really? We hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Brian?
I didn't order it right off the bat, but when Darren's came to the table, oh man, I changed my mind quickly and ordered one up. But I do have to say that eating at the other restaurants on the property, Pacific Grill seems to be elevated just a little bit more. I mean, like just fine little touches, just the way the plate presentation was. I had a Escobar Canaba.
Escalar.
Escalar. Got it.
So have another drink.
I had the
Escobar. I had to say the Escobar derby. That's what, yeah. I threw him off.
So anyways, an elevated dish with a presentation that has a little bit more detail than maybe some of the other places to eat. But I had little flowers on the dish. And this was all came together with a really good end of all presentation.
And Deegan tonight had one of our favorite desserts. What'd you think of the chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah, the warm cookie with the vanilla ice cream on top. Man, it doesn't matter if it's 40 below, you're still going to love this. I mean, the cookie melts the ice cream, goes down smooth.
Goes down smooth.
I think they should put that on the menu.
Not unlike this 12-year Cardew that we're drinking right now.
Boing. All right, let's just talk a little bit about the other food experiences that we had. We've got McKee's, which is pretty famous. I think people who don't even know about the golf at Bandon may have heard of McKee's Pub. To me, one of my favorite places. And we started off the trip with a meal that obviously was a big hit, and that was Grandma's Meatloaf.
Yeah, you guys talk about the meatloaf. I've never. I mean, it's great, and I love the.
You're not a meatloaf guy, are you?
Well, it's not so much that. It's just I've always been a fan of the braised lamb shank stew at McKee's. It's one of my favorites. It's another one of my top 10 dishes. So now Bandon has two top 10 dishes in my list of top 10 dishes.
Wow.
Someday I'll put out that entire list and just wow you.
Totally. Everybody's on the edge of their. Barstool.
That's right. But Deeks, Grandma's Meatloaf is just the traditional favorite of anybody who comes to Bandon Dunes. Tell us what you thought with your first taste of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, comfort food, right? That's what golfers love. And it's huge portions. So, I mean, theoretically, you should be sharing it with another guy at the table. But obviously, guys don't do that. So you man up, you eat it, you love it. It's really good.
I felt the same way. We both kind of looked at each other and said, we should have split this. And then we realized, no, we shouldn't. Even if you take it with you, we realized was not taking what was left with us for the next day. We could have had it. I said we should wrap it in a napkin and put it in your golf bag and eat it on the course the next day. That's how good it was.
Well, and I would say the other thing that you got to have. Well, Brian, you had the meatloaf.
The meatloaf, and I think that you know, I'd have to argue that it's like a signature dish of Bandon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you know, you play Bandon Dunes and you have Grandma's Meatloaf. That's what you do.
If that's all you did, if you just came, played Bandon Dunes, ate Grandma's Meatloaf and went home, you would still have a memorable trip,
yes,
even without doing everything else.
And that's a key. That's key for a golf course. I mean, not only do you have a great, you know, signature dish of your property, it's hard to do.
Right.
Really is. You know, it's not just a hamburger, and it's not just a whatever. It's a unique dish that people remember, and it's an interesting point to pick out of special experiences like Bandon is.
My signature dessert on the property, even though the cookie is really good, I have a root beer float at McKee's almost every time I'm there. However, our friend Ryan Hyman from iGolf Reviews says that if you're a fan of the Guinness, that you should have a Guinness float. So ice cream, Guinness, whipped cream, chocolate sauce drizzled on top. So if you like Guinness, that is the dish you have to have. But for us, I would get the root beer float. Mitch and Brian would get a scoop of ice cream apiece and use my leftover root beer. And really, we all got root beer floats.
Well, but wasn't that worked out well?
Perfect.
I mean, because you actually had leftover root beer?
Well, yeah, because the float is all about the ratio to ice cream to root beer. And I don't need the full bottle of Henry Weinhardt's root beer that I get.
He doesn't order a root beer float. He orders an ice cream float. With a little bit of root beer.
That's true. That is true.
Can't argue with that.
Well, but this is we have to be very specific about your desserts.
That's true.
Now we're on Talking Golf Getaways.
Now, where else have we been? We went to the Bunker Bar. The Bunker Bar. We went down to the Bunker Bar, which I think a lot of people don't know about. It's down in the bottom. It's in the bunker, so to speak.
At the lodge.
At the lodge. It does not say bar on the sign. So people sometimes, it was my third trip, I think, before I even realized it was down there. Ultra cool place. Great little bar. It's got a pool table. If there are sporting events going, you can watch them down there. I've seen people having poker games, card games. There's a fireplace. Brian and I had some food delivered down there. We had the some kind of gnocchi. Something or other that was really awesome. While we were drinking Brian's preferred Johnny Walker Black. And yeah, what did you guys think of the bunker bar for the first time?
Diggs?
Very casual, and that's what guys love about Bandon. You just, doesn't matter what you're wearing, doesn't matter if your hair is crazy, windblown, you haven't shaved in 2 weeks, there's no wife or girlfriend there to critique you. You just go down, you have a drink, you relax with your boys. And it's all good.
Very, very true.
It's perfect. Actually, you know, there's rooms in the lodge, obviously. And if you're in the lobby, I saw a guy this morning. I was up there having coffee about 7 o'clock, and some guy walked down from upstairs in, I guess they were pajamas. That's, I swear, he was barefoot. He had, and I was reading a book, and I just kind of looked up and saw this guy. And it was, for me, it was like a bad dream. It was like some guy you didn't know who was wearing something you really didn't want to see. But that is right. I mean, that is the beauty of this place, is everybody feels so incredibly comfortable. And I love the bunker bar. I mean, going down there, especially at the end of the day when you've been out and you've been windblown, you've been doing all this stuff, it does feel like a little comfort station. You know, it's a place where you can really just relax and hang out and pass out in a chair if you want.
And if
you're, I think there are guys that, do you have a few drinks after the day you put in out on the golf course in 50 mile an hour winds? Sleep in front of the fireplace is a good thing.
And if you're a guy who smokes cigars, that's the place you can smoke them.
Right.
I can't do cigarettes down there, but you can do cigars, and it's perfect.
Cool.
You know, it's a top five place, gathering place probably anywhere.
Yeah. So. All right, so let's move on. What other things have struck you?
We went to Trails. We ate lunch at Trails, and we've eaten in the Gallery Restaurant / Tufted Puffin both as well. So, you know, lots of good dishes on all those places, too, and you can't go wrong with any of them.
All right, so we've talked about golf. We could always talk more about golf. We've talked about things we've liked on the menu, a few of the different places we've eaten. Let's talk a little bit about the lodging. Great, great places to stay here. I, for one, am very enamored with where we all are staying. Darren, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're staying in the Spruce Lofts, which are great at Spruce Court. But there's some other great places to stay. I've stayed in a lot of places. I just haven't stayed at the Inn. But Mitch, you mentioned earlier the guy just walking down in his pajamas in the lodge. So there's lodging above the Tufted Puffin. Good rooms up there if you want that experience of being right there. If you have the opportunity to stay in the Bandon Suite, it was in my top 18 favorite places to play, where you have a deck that overlooks the 18th at Bandon Dunes. The Chrome Lake, I guess it is, rooms, which are four rooms with a big common room, they're great. But here at the Spruce Lofts, these are perfect for two guys. You each have your own bathroom, you each have your own room, and then you've got a common room, which is actually where we are recording this from right now. And it's just, it's a cool place. And so, Deegan, tell us a little bit. You've stayed a lot of different places. Tell us about how you like this configuration.
I think that's it. It's the configuration of it. You know, we've thrown stuff all over our room. We have our clubs drying out. We have rain suits. We have long underwear laying around. But it's not in anybody's way because it's so spacious. There's a bunch of different chairs to sit in. You have a TV in your room. You have a TV in the common area. So, you know, you just have space to unwind and relax, and you're not up in each other's grill. You can just hang out.
Up in each other's grill. Brian, what do you think? You hadn't stayed up here, I don't think, before, had
no,
you?
No, we stayed below, which was comfortable, but just kind of a normal kind of two-queen hotel room-style room, but comfortable down there. You know, overall, I think that, I mean, it's nice to have a common area to kind of, you know, have more conversations with, and and hang out a little bit more in. But you know, a couple of the small touches in these rooms, like just the leather coverings on the chairs, the linens on the beds are very comfortable. I really like the way they feel, and just some small touches really that make the rooms really comfortable and warm.
Not just the rooms, the bathroom. Bathrooms are great, and one of the things I love is when you're in the shower. I took the first.
Whoa! I don't know if we want to hear this.
First day I was there, I turned to the wall, and there's a mirror in the wall that you can shave if you do that. If you like to shave in the shower, first time I've ever seen that in any place I've ever stayed where it's actually a part of the wall.
Usually, when you and Deegan travel together, he just comes in the shower and holds up a mirror for you.
Well, usually he holds the mirror and then he shaves me.
On the face.
Let's just clarify that. Make sure we.
This is. Oh, this is.
That wait, is that minute, line wait, right there is what wait. We call peak Deegan. That is. He has blasted out a few of those on this trip, and that is why you take these golf trips.
Cheers.
Okay, so wrapping up, guys. Let's go around. Other than Brian's horrifically funny missed eagle that turned into a par, everybody name one thing that was a highlight so far of this trip. We'll start with Mitchell.
Well, it's a tough question because we've had such a good time. We started at, we were in a house for a couple of days. Then we came over here. We've had three great, great days of golf. I do have to say that I think the 12th hole today is the highlight for me so far, not just because of Brian's ridiculously great / ridiculous par. You run out of words because unless you were there. But the fact that on a hole that tough, in the conditions today, that all four of us made par, to me was a highlight. In terms of golf and kind of just being in a group and having fun with your friends and amidst the craziness, I tend to think of things that I'm going to remember 10 years from now. And Deegan's comment about shaving, I'm not going to remember. But that hole will definitely be a highlight for me.
What about you, Brian?
Well, besides being up in the Asshat Cup 3-1.
Oh, man.
And leading currently by, I think, roughly 15 strokes.
Yes.
Just overall being here with some good friends, I think that...
We should say the Asshat Cup is the ongoing year-long match that Brian and I have playing Hickory Golf. We score it in terms of victories and overall strokes. You have to win both to avoid receiving the Asshat Cup. So you don't really want the Asshat Cup. You want to be the winner, not the recipient of the Asshat Cup. But nonetheless, Brian is pounding me in it right now, 3-1. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Just to make sure you get a good solid clarification in there on exactly what it is. But no, just, anytime I could get a chance to come up here, not only to try and do golf course photography like I love to do at some of the best golf courses in the world. Anytime I can have that opportunity, I kind of just have to suck it up and try and do it because there really is no better canvas or locations to try and do that. Sometimes the weather doesn't quite cooperate. But, being on these golf courses and playing golf like this with four good people is just a great experience and one that you try and do anytime you can.
All right. And Deegan, what's the most memorable for you?
Well, I think, the big thing for us is the forecast has been brutal all week. We knew that coming into this. So to have a round like we had on Bandon Trails where the sun poked its head out, the wind dropped, very little rain, very little hail, and considering what we've been through, that's like a blessing. So, to be able to go to that golf course expecting the worst and just having a great weather day, great golf course, great friends, that was like you stole one from the golf gods or something.
Exactly. And that was mine, too. I said on Instagram, we beat the forecast on the day at Bandon Trails. There were guys, in fact, the group ahead of us, we heard, and this is something that you need to learn if you're coming to Bandon. Don't give up just because you've looked at the forecast. The group that went out ahead of us on Bandon Trails, or was supposed to, they vouchered out, as they say. So that you can't get your money back at Bandon once you've booked it within a certain window, but they'll give you your money in greens fee in the golf shop if you don't want to go out and play, you don't want to risk the weather. So the group ahead of us didn't like the weather forecast. They didn't play. They took their money in the golf shop in merchandise, and they went about their business or whatever they did, sat in their room for the afternoon. I don't know. But we had a glorious day out there. And I'd have to say, standing on the 14th tee, which is the high point of that golf course, and we've got a video that we're going to post of Mitch talking about that spot. It's really just the high point. It was beautiful. It's such a great tee shot. It may be the most beautiful tee shot on the golf course. And it's just a pretty place. You can't get enough of it. You want to get up there. You want to play it. Now, that hole itself is controversial, but it's just such a beautiful tee shot, and I absolutely loved it.
All right, so you've got all four of our, and this could change because we still have tomorrow. And we've got the Preserve, which I've never played. You guys have played it, Deegs and I haven't. And I'm really looking forward to playing that. That's the, for those of you that don't know, that's the 13-hole par 3 Coren Crenshaw course that goes along with the four courses here. The Punch Bowl, we're going to try to play, but the weather has been really, really bad. And the Punch Bowl is a place you can go out and putt forever. I think it's about, 20 miles wide? It's the biggest. Well, it's not the biggest. Long. But it is on the scale of kind of the Himalayas and St. Andrews and, you know, other of these putting courses. It's beautiful. I don't know if we'll get a chance to go and have some fun out there. But
it's got a tree in the middle of it, literally.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
And we saw, guys, as we sat in Pacific Grill having lunch, there were four clowns out on there. They didn't even have the flags out on it. They didn't have it set up. There were four guys out there, beers in hand, putting with one hand, out on the punch bowl, just having a blast.
And you know what? They probably just, like we did, spent 5 hours out in the same conditions. So what's the diff, man?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you go spend another half hour, it's not going to make or break you. But it's been an unbelievable experience. And there's nothing you can say about Bandon Dunes Resort that really, if you haven't been here, you need to come. If you have been here, you'll be back like we have. And I know Deegs will come back. You'll come back, won't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. This is one of the top spots.
Great. And that's from somebody who really travels the world to talk about this kind of stuff. Jason Deegan, of course, from Golf Advisor. You could find him at World Golfer on Twitter and at Jason Deegan, Golf Advisor on Instagram. Brian Orr, golf course photographer extraordinaire.
Drink.
For one last time this trip, you can find him at Brian Orr Golf on Twitter and at Brian Orr on Instagram. Darren and I, you know where you can find us. We're always around. We're always
hashtag two haggis bags.
Definitely hashtag two haggis bags right now.
And we should say real quickly, too, that we couldn't do a lot of the content that we've done with Bandon Dunes without just the great people who run it and Kemper Sports. Michael Chupka. I'm hoping I say Chupka right. I don't know. Is that right?
Yeah.
Chupka.
Chupka.
B.R. Kahneman.
Right.
Saying that right?
Absolutely.
So those two guys are great, and they really have helped us set up these trips as we've been here. Certainly Brian and I have been here a number of times. This is his second. Egan will be back now as many times as he possibly can, if he can wrestle it away from Matt Janella, who just loves coming here and is naming his kids after Bandon and everything else. So we couldn't do it without the great people at Bandon Dunes and at Kemper Sports.
And I think it's a good point we should make before we leave, which is, we were talking about this at dinner, that the customer service here, just the service period, is mind-boggling. Everything from shuttles that you pick up a phone, once you pull in with your car, you never have to drive anywhere, pick up the phone, they'll be here in a couple minutes every time. Not occasionally, not, but I mean every time. Everybody in the hotels, the restaurants, the golf shops, it's just first class all the way. And Mike Kaiser, I don't know if there's... This kind of is a statue to Mike Kaiser, this whole place. But I'm thinking of just putting a little statue of Mike Kaiser in my backyard when I when I go home, because that's how much I love this place. Anyway, glad you've been with us. Obviously, we'll be talking a lot more about Bandon Dunes Resort and the travels and the great times you can have. So I know for all of us sitting at this table, this is a dream. So we hope you keep running down the dream. And maybe this time you can run down the dream right to Bandon. Take it away, Tom Petty. Yeah, running down the dream.